fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth, and Happy New Year. This is not the beginning of the church year, but it's the beginning of the calendar year. People are watching football games today and celebrating. It's a great family time, and today's the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. It's a holy day of obligation. So get on out to Mass today, friends, and celebrate what God has done through His Son, Jesus Christ, in the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you had a chance to tune in to the program yesterday, I was talking about a reading from John that the church gave us yesterday, talking about the Antichrist. And in it, I was talking about the battle that is always in the world against death. Human beings are striving and struggling and thrashing in a battle against death. Jesus Christ is the only one that can liberate us from it. And when we don't see the light that's in Christ, we don't see the gift of salvation, which conquers death and gives us the eternal life. It's a gift, friends. It's not the result of my perfecting myself. It is a gift. And that's why we celebrate. We celebrate this season to remember. And I was talking at the end of the program yesterday about this curious thing that's happening. I guess it isn't so curious, but it's kind of shocking. The tech billionaires, Mark Zuckerberg and Peter Thiel and Larry Ellison and Paul Glenn and the Google guys and others are spending gigantic amounts of money on trying to reverse the aging process to immortalize human beings and ultimately themselves. They have these life extension centers, and there's just a preoccupation with it. And the older they get, the more money they're going to spend too, by the way, because they don't want to die. They want to remain on the throne. They want to continue all of this. Life's a party. So some of it is, I guess, with goodwill, all the rest of it, but there's a lot of human fear that drives this. And I ended the program talking about a comment Bill Gates had made and reflecting on how crazy it is. They're spending all that money on this stuff. He said, it seems ego-centered. While we still have malaria and TB for rich people to fund things so they can live longer. Ego-centered, me-centered. The kingdom of God revealed in Jesus Christ is thy will be done. The kingdom of this world, of the enemy, is my will be done. It's me. In the kingdom of heaven, it's my life for yours. Right? The Father gives his life to the Son to the Father, the Holy Spirit. It comes forth in that love, and that self-donating love, and that love is poured out into the earth in Jesus Christ. And what does he do? He comes to lay down his life for us so that we can live. What really makes the universe move is God's love. What lasts is God's love. And Jesus said, this is what it's like. Lay down your life for one another. Jesus died for us so that we could live. That's at the heart of love. The power of the world is fear, preoccupation with myself, me, me, me. My power, my influence, my name, my life, my health, everything is just constantly trying to stir up in us. And here the masters of the universe, the guys that sort of quote unquote everybody wants to be, but he's kind of hanging on their every word. How can I be like you? How can I be a billionaire? How can I have unlimited amount of money so I can have unlimited worldly power? Wow, I want to be just like you. You notice none of them ever talk about God. I don't know. Maybe they have faith. I don't know. I don't think many of the, you know, most of these guys do. They might. But God's never in the picture. How crazy is it? Right? You're on top of the world. You have all this given to you, your natural gifts being used. Where'd those gifts come from? You? In the world, we think it's us. The worldly mindset, it is me. And I am better than the herd. I am a cut above. I am part of the supermen of my time. I'm so exceptional. And it's right that I'm here. I mean, just hubris everywhere. It's so hard to fight it. I don't know these men individually. I'm not trying to judge them personally. I can't. I don't want to. I'm just looking at the pattern that's present here that Bill Gates puts his finger on. what preoccupies them, the preoccupation and the passion of their mind and heart. I don't want to die. Now we have Mary today, the absolute opposite. What these men would love to do is the same thing Pharaoh would love to do, to have my name live on forever, build some kind of giant monument to myself or whatever, just to have it. And with money and power, it looks like all things are possible. But it's not. It all passes away. It's empty futility. But what does last forever? Mary tells us. Mary shows us. Today's reading, Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 through 7. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. How do you live forever? Be adopted into Christ, who has come to give you the power to become a child of God. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through God. The greatest thing that ever happened in the world and will ever happen is the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the most privileged human being, in some ways, if you want to use our common terminology, the most awesome human being, apart from the God-man, Jesus Christ himself, is Our Lady. Powerful people want to rule forever. They want to be on top forever. In fact, every human heart wants to win and be on top, right? But we're saddened by the fact that our star fades and our life fades. And what does Mary show us? Where's she? First of all, who was she? Well, when the greatest thing that ever happened through her, she was basically a child. She was unknown. She had no money. She had no power. She had no influence. She didn't have an agent. She didn't have 10 homes. She didn't have a 300-foot boat. She didn't have a massive bank account. She wasn't somebody. She wasn't a politician, none of it. She was a simple, humble child. And to her, God came. The scripture is so clear. God is never impressed with the powerful and the rich. He just isn't. He knows it's worthless, ultimately. What matters is love. What matters is humility. God is moved by a humble heart. The proud will be brought down, and the humble will be raised. And she's the quintessential example of that. She pondered all of God's work and call in her life, in her heart. What seemed impossible, mind-blowing. The proud, when the angel Gabriel came and said, God's Holy Spirit is upon you. You shall conceive and bear a son. Say, that's just not impossible. That's just not possible. I'm sorry. I don't know what you are, but this can't work. This is not real. I know it's not because I know, because I'm smart. And what's Mary's response? Be it done unto me according to thy word. God confounded her mind initially, and it revealed her heart. And her heart said, even though I don't understand it all, thy will be done. I trust you. I love you. I want to obey you. I want to serve you, God. Let your will be done. You're a great God. You can do the impossible. But the proud mind says, no. No, no, no. I've got to keep everything under my control. And what's real is what I see and touch and I can define on my own. That's what's real. And the only place of safety and wisdom is for me to keep everything under my control. That's a gigantic lie. Do you know many control freaks and how many powerful people died without God? Friends, if we die without God, we have no hope. And our destiny is existence without God. If we die insisting there is no God, and I need to live as if there is no God, and as Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I'm not going to confess you before my Father in heaven. We live this world and conform to the world because of all the influence and the power and all the things I possess. I don't want to ever say anything about or impose my faith on anybody else, ever acknowledging God. You know, I can't do that. Why is it? It comes across as some noble thing you're doing. The reason we don't say anything, the reason we don't acknowledge God publicly is because the world tells us we better not, or we're going to lose something if we do. And because we cling to what we have, and our identity is tied up in what we have, we don't say a word. And so we create a world where nobody wants to talk about God, the maker of it all, the center of it all, the hope of it all. It's a kind of insanity. Everybody wants to live forever. Everybody wants to be powerful in some way and win the great victory. Well, guess what, friends? Today the church reminds us in the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. That humble child was assumed into heaven, and she's at the right hand. She's there with her son, crowned with glory. She's the queen of heaven and earth. Get a load of that. That's an eternal reality. That's everything. Who gets it? A child. Who receives it? The humble. Who gives it? God gives it. It doesn't come from us. What originates from me and what I use to enthrone myself, it will all come crumbling down. It's dust and ashes, man. It's rot. But God says, I've come to give you a kingdom. I've come to build you a mansion. I've come to give you an heir, the passage said, right? Everything that belongs to my son, I want to give to you. But don't play game. You got to come out of the lies. You got to come out of the pride. You got to come out of the conformity to the world. And you got to offer your heart to me. And I will give you a new life. And I will crown you with glory. Your heart longs to hear the voice of your Creator say, well done, good and faithful servant. Let go of control and give your heart to me, and you'll hear my voice. Friends, as we enter into this new year, let's walk in humility. Let's help each other walk in humility and be radically surrendered to God, to go all in, to let go of the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and all the hubris that can so easily capture our hearts. And let's make 2016 truly a year of mercy, when the conduit of God's grace goes through us because we're living with God and we're surrendered to Him. That's what this year ought to be about. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.